This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. North Korea says it has carried out a very important test at its long-range rocket launch site. The announcement comes amid dimming prospects for a resumption of nuclear negotiations between North Korea and the United States. Iran and the U.S. conducted a prisoner exchange involving a Princeton graduate student detained by Iran and an Iranian scientist held by the U.S. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story.
In a trade conducted in Zurich, Switzerland, Iranian officials handed over Chinese-American graduate student Shi Yu Wang, detained in Tehran since 2016, for scientist Masoud Soleimani, who had faced federal trial in Georgia. While the exchange represents a rare win for both countries, it comes as Iran still faces crushing American sanctions and the aftermath of national protests. President Donald Trump has acknowledged Wang was freed in a statement from the White House, saying the Princeton scholar would be returning to the United States. I'm Charles Ledesma.
President Trump and top U.S. officials are reaffirming America's continued commitment to Saudi Arabia in the wake of a Saudi Air Force student shooting spree at a Navy base in Florida. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
I spoke with the King of Saudi Arabia. They are devastated.
Speaking to reporters as he left the White House Saturday, President Trump said Saudi King Salman offered reassurances.
The king will be involved in taking care of families.
A Saudi statement calls the shooting a heinous crime that does not represent the Saudi people, who count the American people as friends and allies. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he wouldn't hesitate to deploy U.S. forces to Saudi Arabia.
Not at all. I think, you know, Saudi Arabia is a longstanding partner of ours in the region. We share mutual security interests.
Esper added the Pentagon would re-examine vetting procedures for foreign nationals taking part in its training programs. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And from Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The United States and the Taliban restarted peace negotiations Saturday, 3 months after President Trump abruptly stopped the year-long process. A U.S.-based source tells VOA that Chief U.S. Negotiator Zalmay Khalilzad led his team at Saturday's meeting in Doha, where insurgent negotiators are based. A Taliban spokesman tweeted that the two sides will continue the talks today. The 23-year-old rape victim, set on fire by a gang of men, which included her alleged rapist, has died in a New Delhi hospital. Matthew Laritonda reports.
All the suspected perpetrators are in custody, but her father says his family has received other threats and fears a long and drawn-out court process. 10 to 20 years, he says. He wants them to hang. His daughter has not been publicly named, but according to local media and police reports, she was attacked on her way to court on Thursday after she accused two men of raping her at gunpoint a year ago. One of them was imprisoned but recently released on bail. The other was on the run. As she boarded a train to the courthouse, the two men appeared with three others and doused her in kerosene. She was also beaten and stabbed. It's said that she walked almost a kilometer trying to find help before she was forced to call the police herself.
That is Reuters' Matthew Laritonda reporting. At least 18 people, including women and children, were killed in airstrikes on areas in the last major rebel stronghold in northwest Syria on Saturday as a three-month truce crumbles. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 20 people were killed in Idlib province. 140 bushfires continue to burn across eastern Australia. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Sydney is again shrouded in a toxic, smoky haze. Health warnings have been issued, and many weekend sporting activities have been cancelled. Several blazes have combined to create a mega fire north of Australia's biggest city. The fire's front is 60 kilometres long, and officials warn it's simply too big to put out. Lauren McGowan works in a bar in the nearby city of Cessnock.
Everyone's a bit on edge. It's getting a little bit too close to home for around here. Like, even like people that we have working here, the fire's practically on their doors.
There are 95 bushfires here in the drought-hit state of New South Wales. Half are burning out of control.
U.S. Democratic lawmakers met privately Saturday to work on the investigation into President Donald Trump, inching closer to an impeachment vote possibly before the Christmas holiday recess. The White House says it will not take part in the hearings. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.